Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And just before the break, we were talking about the opportunity, maybe even better than stocks. Now,
it's not often you say that.
Exactly. It's been probably over a decade, maybe even two, since I said, get ready for bonds to be attractive, maybe even better than stocks. And Raj, you and I have had numerous conversations about that. We're joined with Raj Tandon, founding partner of Algonquin Capital, a team that we work closely with. I call them fixed income experts out there. We've talked about the opportunities. I think you can let it all out now. There is some opportunity, and I'm sitting up as you can see this. I'm excited because there's a growth side of this that people are missing out on, I think. What, in your words, tell us where the opportunities lie in fixed income, and maybe I'll even throw this at you, why you think it might even be better than stocks.
So today I think the kind of the most juicy or most exciting opportunity that we see in the fixed income markets would actually be in high quality Canadian corporate bonds with, let's say, maturities of up to about 5-6 years. And there's a few factors there. One is the yield, or like the income that you can earn from these types of bonds today, is very attractive. Like you talked about, like, we haven't seen this type of opportunity in probably since, you know, post 2008. So 15 plus years, we haven't really had the opportunity. You know, there was no income in fixed income for so many years. Now that's back. The other interesting thing in the Canadian market is our high quality companies like a CIBC Bank is trading at a discount to similar quality companies in the States. So you're getting a little bit more premium from the high quality Canadian companies. And obviously these high quality, you've got the security, you know, even if there are some bumps along the road in the economy, personally, I'm not worried about the banks defaulting. It might hurt their earnings, but you've got that security that they're not going to default on their contractual bond obligations. And the other big thing is those shorter dated, kind of let's call it up to 5-year bonds, they will be sensitive to interest rate cuts. So there's an opportunity for performance from those interest rate cuts. So on top of an attractive yield, you've also got a decent amount of potential upside in the year ahead.
Raj, just for our listeners so they understand, right now between the 1 and 5 year range, we're looking at around a high 3, low 4 interest rate. Is that fairly accurate?
Right now in Canada, you're kind of mid 3s to low 4s on the interest rate. But then you're also, when you're doing a corporate, you're getting a little bit of extra premium over the government. So you could be kind of in the mid 4s to 5s range.
Okay, so we're looking at just the interest that you receive is in the 4 to 5 range. And then you mentioned about rate cuts happening possibly this year, in 3 cuts this year, and possibly more next year, depending upon how our economy is doing, what the Bank of Canada decides. What does that do for bonds? And why do, well, again, I'm sitting up, I'm getting excited here, because I want you to tell our listeners why this is an opportunity when there's a rate cut that could possibly happen in the magnitude that you see it.
Yeah, so I think there, I mean, the simple reminder is always rates go down, bond prices go up. So that's where the opportunity lies today, is on top of that 4 to 5% yield you can earn in a rate cutting cycle. You know, there could be potential to get, you know, 3, 4, 5% more out of that bond in the next year. And I think this is where I would kind of just, you know, remind investors that, you know, bond nerds like myself will get all excited about the little movements of, are they going to go in May? Are they going to go in July? But the reality right now is what's more important from an investor's perspective is there's a very high probability they cut this year. And once those cuts start to materialize, that's where we can start to see yields or interest rates in that kind of 2 to 5 year part of the curve start to come down. And that's where you get those excess gains from the bonds you own.
So if you just think about this, Leanna, from a growth perspective, let's not talk about an income perspective. From a growth perspective, you've already got, let's go in the range of 4 to 5% in interest we're receiving. And then there's rate cuts that are going to potentially happen in the second half of this year. The market's a little bit disjointed on how many and when, but let's talk about there's going to be a rate cut. Then you get an additional capital appreciation of, and then like Raj was saying, 3% or so. So you're in the 6 to 9% range mm-hmm. of total return in the bond market.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's a question, because we work exclusively with people who are approaching or living in retirement, and bonds have maybe not been something that a lot of people have considered for their portfolios, and particularly on the growth side for the last several years. So what about it makes it more attractive for retirees right now?
Well, I think to Faisal's point, that potential of, let's call it, mid to high single digit returns from bonds, you know, I think a lot of investors forget that's actually what the long run equity market returns you. You know, we get excited when we see up 20s and things like that. But the other thing for retirees that's important is, one, okay, you now have a healthy amount of income you can earn. But let's say, for example, you know, we're not out of the woods yet, right? You know, we've had high interest rates and they do have a lagging effect. And there is the potential, like I said, for, you know, a harder landing than people want or expect right now. So the nice thing there is, in that scenario where, let's say, the Canadian economy weakens more than we expect today, the central bank will be more aggressive with their cutting cycle. So it offers you also a bit of a hedge today, which, as you talked about, for so many years when interest rates were so low, they really didn't have that protective or insurance quality which they have today.
Here's what I'm going to do. Rarely do I do this in studio. I'm pounding the table. I'm pounding the table, because here's what happens. When you're approaching or living in retirement and you want to secure some of your money or most of your money, the flight to safety goes to, generally speaking, in the Canadian market, to GICs and savings accounts. Mm-hmm. Rarely do investors or savers, let's use the word savers, go to the bond market to get their returns. Because the bond market has quote unquote volatility, they don't want to see movement in their dollar amount at any point in time. What you give up for that lack of volatility is you're going to get 3 to 4% interest in your GICs this year. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But you're giving up double that return to get no volatility. And that's when, my words, my thoughts only, people are going to get pissed. Mm-hmm. Investors are going to come out and go, why didn't anybody tell me? And that's why I'm pounding the table. Raj, I'm pounding the table for this. I want you to reiterate the opportunity that people approaching and living in retirement have today by getting into a properly structured bond portfolio. What's the opportunity? Just throw out the numbers again so they have an idea, coming from your lips to God's ears, the opportunity that's here right now.
Yeah, I think the opportunity right now is to make mid to high single digit returns. And really, again, with the benefit of having some insurance. And I think, to your point, Faisal, the issue with staying in GICs or a high interest savings account is, once the interest rates start getting cut and the Bank of Canada starts cutting, or the Federal Reserve start cutting interest rates, the amount you're going to be earning just is going to go down and you got no upside. Whereas at least with the bond market, if those interest rate cuts start to happen, or when they start to happen, you'll get the upside from that. So overall, to your point, if you can put up with a little bit of bumpiness, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck. And I do anticipate, now that hikes are off the table, and unless we see a reacceleration of inflation, which I don't think is a very high probability, I think there's, really good money to be made right now in this market.
There you have it. That's the opportunity. I think what people are missing out is that reinvestment risk. when their GICs mature, when they get money out of their high interest savings account, they want to put it into another GIC, you're going to lose out on opportunity. And so this is why we wanted to make sure that Algonquin Capital, Raj, your team can talk about this. We want to thank you for joining us today.
No worries. Yeah. I think simple message is you want to lock it in before it goes down.
There we go. Okay. We're going to talk about this and the opportunities of growth and protection of your income in Lethbridge. Let's start there. When's our next seminar in Lethbridge?
Our next Lethbridge seminar is next week, Tuesday, February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Sandman Signature in Lethbridge. And we also have one in Calgary coming up. That's March 5th, also 7 p.m. at the Carriage House in Calgary. Now, for all the details and to register, go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, coming up after the break, how do you build a portfolio for the market and the economy today? We're going to tell you all of the approach and the secrets. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.